I'll call the mayor's office when we get home and report it, continued Isabel.
We can't cross the street without getting our feet wet, said Luisa.
In that case, we better run across the street, laughed Miguel. After looking both ways, Miguel splashed into the water. Suddenly he froze.
Mama, look!
He managed to point toward the end of the street. A roaring sound filled the air. Then they saw a wave of mud surging toward them.
Run! Shrieked Isabel. Run to safety!
Miguel leaped across the street just as the streetlights flickered and went out. Luisa grabbed her mother's hand. The two of them scurried into a side street to escape the violence of the lahar.
Miguel, where are you? Called Luisa frantically.
The raging mud drowned out the sound of her voice. What had happened to her brother?
We have to get away from here, shouted Isabel. We have to get to higher ground.
Although she was worried by Miguel's disappearance, Isabel tugged her daughter's hand. The two of them struggled up the stairs of a nearby building. Beyond them, a car's headlight shone upon a street filled with a river of mud. The river pushed against the dwelling so forcefully that the building crumpled. Then the car skidded into the lahar. The muddy river swept it away like a toy. Now the only light came from cars bobbing past on the mud.
Oh, Miguel, Isabel moaned softly. Please reach safety.
Separated from his mother and sister, Miguel ran up some stairs that he'd seen before the lights went out. Panting, he grabbed the railing and waited until the lahar roared past. Then he carefully climbed down the slippery stairs. Without warning, another wave raged toward Miguel and swept him into the middle of the lahar.